Welcome to the Oh Trouble Podcast.
What happens when quote-unquote unfunny people come together and learn how to do improv comedy? They go through the classes, graduate, and then go back to their everyday lives. Come along as we catch up with these comedy experts, diplomas in hand, as they relive their glory days.
Hi, boys. When he says that some of Eau Claire's finest are together, I would say that is true. You guys are so fine. In case anybody forgot, my name is Yolanda.
Oh, God. Oh, Yolanda's back.
Oh, God. Yeah, I remember you saying that. So, I've been doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of him, a little bit of him. And I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, Yolanda, I had a big crush on you. It's me, Steven. You remember me.
I know, Steven.
I always loved everything you said, everything you did, actually. It was great. I'm Steven. I'm here. Just want to talk about how successful I've been after the podcast. I started my own podcast. It's just about, like, animal sounds and stuff, like chickens and, like, birds and, like, dogs and ducks. Bird, you know, animals, whatever you can possibly think of. So that's kind of what I've been doing. I don't know if I want to keep doing it, though. I kind of want to be with you guys. What do you think?
I mean, that sounds dirty. Yeah. I think we could work with that.
Yeah, Yolanda, we know me. That's okay. But yeah, it's been fun. But yeah, who's next?
Hey, man, I guess that's me. It's you know, good to see everyone again. Yeah, I mean, I'm still, like, around the theater and stuff. Oh, I should introduce myself to, like, our guys at home. Yeah, my name's Dice. I mean, Drew, but, like, I go by Dice. Yeah, and I guess I, like, am still hanging out at the theater and whatever, even though we graduated. I just, like, where have you guys been, though? Like, improv was the best time of my life, and, like, I can't believe y'all just, like, went on so quickly. I miss you guys, like, a lot. Oh,
yeah, Drew, I think we kind of miss you too. I mean, I think we would do. It's really upsetting, though, that you didn't show up to my podcast.
I'm sorry, man.
I invited you and you said you'd be there and you didn't come.
I'm sorry, man. I mean, you're recording all the way on the other side of town, and, like, I don't know if you know this, but, like, my parents cut me off, so, like, I don't have a car anymore.
Yeah, you know, my dad's, like, super rich. He owns Slime and Googles and sold the Coors. So, like, I totally would have had you. I'd have picked you up with my limo. And he would have been right there with us, making animal sounds and stuff.
Thanks, man. So, I appreciate it.
You just remember me for next time, because I'll remember you if you're long as you remember me. So.
Yeah.
So, my name's Walter.
Hey, Walter.
Hey, Walter. How's it going?
And I just... I just saw improv at the theater as just kind of an outlet after my wife passed. We were married for 40 years. It was just so nice to be around some young folks again, to see the vibrancy of creation. It just was very wonderful. So I'm just so happy to be back. Because I missed y'all. I got nothing else to live for right now.
And that's really sad. Because I'd say the collective, we really liked you too, man.
Thank you.
We hope you hang in there.
Fred, was it?
No, man. My name's Steven.
Steven
with a list. You can even say it. You can say Steven with a list. Steven, I don't care.
Steven, man.
I just want to have friends. Steven with a list.
Steven, okay.
You can say it.
Steven with the list. Steven with the
list, but so you sexy. Can't say it, because I love you. I had a list and I lost a list.
Dude, what'd you just
say? Sometimes, I said it, didn't I? Well, every day now, everybody's saying they love people like they, like, it's not even a thing anymore.
Dude, I don't think that's quite how you said it, though, man.
I meant, like, I like her. Like, I love her.
I heard love.
Yeah, like, love.
I know love. I was married for 40 years, Fred.
It's Steven. Hey, when you don't call me by Steven.
Hey, Walter, Steven. Man, like, we love you, dude. Have you been checked for dementia since we quit class?
Yeah, every Tuesday. Every Tuesday I'm checked.
I heard he aced it. I heard nobody's taken a dementia test like he has. But...
Oh, that sounds familiar, man.
But, Walt, I gotta ask. 40 years with the same person. I mean, you, right?
It was fine. It was fine. Very dependable. Always someone there. There was always someone there. And it wasn't even someone different. It was always the same person.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just was excited that I got to, you know, meet some younger folks and some younger, different folks and just, you know, have a couple laughs. That was sure nice.
I sure feel like I could show you something different, Walt.
Oh, Yolanda. I don't know if I could do that.
Just don't let her take advantage of it, Walter.
I'm pretty old at this point.
Yo, Walter. Derek. I bet you could still get it up.
Yes,
yeah.
Derek.
No, Dice. Dice, man. You can still, you know.
Dice.
He said he wanted to go by Dice.
Dice. Yeah, man.
Oh, okay, Dice.
Dice.
Yeah, Dice.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, Dice, Steve with the lisp. Yolanda.
Yolanda.
Do you remember your name?
Walter. Walter.
Yeah.
Walter.
Good job. Man, you got
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just so grateful for you all. I'm so glad my grandkids could come back and see me again.
So how much would you say you're worth there, Walter?
Oh, not much. Not much, you know. My wife, she was the breadwinner, and she took that all to the grave.
You buried her money with her?
At her request.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I got nothing really. Like I said, I got nothing really to live for except seeing you all again.
Yeah, you said you buried some cash somewhere.
Dude.
They buried some cash. I was just wondering.
Yo, so, like, where's Mrs. Walter, you know?
Oh!
Yeah, we want to pay out with specs.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Walter, well...
Yeah, what was her name again, man?
Walter Fink.
My sweet, sweet Jolene.
That's right, Jolene. Yeah.
Yeah, Jolene.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think Jolene.
I've heard that one before.
Jolene!
I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
But dude,
this is a great song.
Is she up on the East Hill? Is she at Lakeview Cemetery?
No. Like, she's at an older establishment. She's at an older spot.
Oh my God, Walter, you didn't bury her in your fucking backyard, did you?
I can't say for sure.
Man, do you not remember where you buried your wife?
Well, no, I remember.
Maybe if you can't think or tell us, write it down. Draw a map.
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, you're the one who, you came to class drunk every day.
Well, he's a Leinenkugel, man. Like, it's just in his
that's
blood.
That's how I have to drink at least a beer a day. But
oh,
I didn't drink
more.
At least one, he said. But
at least one.
If you can tell, I only developed the lisp after years of drinking.
What if you had to have the number more than five? How many would that be?
What?
Like, you have five beers and then you have one more? How many is that?
Five plus one, dude.
Well,
come on.
I never drink by the bottom. It's always spit. I think it's spit. It's not spit, but I think it's spit. So I dump it out. So it's more like four, like 0.75 beers. You know, so it's not really like six or seven.
What'd you say, dude?
It's like five or six. Like, I don't drink the whole beer, so it's like I jump out a little bit. And like, so like each beer is like, drank like 75%. So at the end, you got like 85%.
Why are you spitting in your beer?
I have the lisp, man. The lisp. Spit the spit in the beer.
Now back in
that
the day,
math is confusing, dude.
I just wanted him to say six so I can make fun of his lisp, but my God.
Fix his
blah, 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 blah.
They used to call me Thick Fix back in the day, because I was thick. Thick and tired of being thick. Thick,
thick
tired,
six,
thick six, and tired.
Thick, six.
Like, yeah.
Yo, remember that one time when Walter forgot where the bathroom was in the theater? Like, that was so funny, man. And you pissed your pants. Like, I'm sorry, dude.
I never did. I never did. I, you know what, young man? Sometimes life is hard, okay? And life is gonna come up and bite you in the ass. You just wait. And then at that day, you're gonna piss your pants too.
Walter.
Okay, Derek?
It's dice.
Dice.
Yo. It sounds like maybe life already has bit him in the ass a little bit. I don't think there was any pants pissing, but... I mean, you make a fair point, Walter. But let's get back to where you're the you know.
Yes, the
where
calf.
Your wife. No,
the
his
calf.
Wife. His wife. Where is his
the
wife?
The calf.
Here?
Jolene.
Okay, I remember.
Jolene. At least her name wasn't Caroline.
No, that was a granddaughter of mine.
Oh.
Caroline. She was the pride of the. She's the pride of the family.
You have to do it.
Ah, oh, she's the pride of the family.
Okay, well, if Caroline were to visit her deceased grandmother, where would she go?
Oh, you'd have to ask Caroline. Okay. Last time I remember, it was by a church.
Okay.
And that's all I got. There was a church nearby.
I don't mean to be a bad news, but there's a lot of fucking churches around here.
Yeah, okay. Which
one? That's not the narrow shit down.
Is it the one next to the bar? I mean, there's a lot of those, too.
There was a bar in the church.
That may be even worse.
Oh.
They had a couple bars.
Oh.
Yo, how close to the improv theater was it, my guy?
Oh, I could see it.
That really nailed it down a lot.
I could see it. Now that you mentioned that,
from like 10,000 to like 15.
I could see the theater.
Okay. We're getting somewhere.
You're right. Oh.
Now, okay. I noticed the one show, you were sporting a pretty nice Rolex. Like, was that a gift from Miss Jolene? May her memory be a blessing.
Jolene?
Oh,
Jolene?
I've heard that song before.
Yeah, Jolene.
You know, that was the one day that my sweet loving wife allowed me to wear that out. It was one day. She was like, "Hey, this is a present. This is your special day. This is your special day. Wear this nice watch."
You know, Walter, usually I can get any information out of a man that I want.
Definitely again.
But this is not working so well with you because of, you know, the dementia. But so from the theater, like, okay, do you remember we'd be in the theater all together,
yes,
laughing, having a good time?
Yes.
You're surrounded by the youths and the energy.
Yes.
And the vigor and the sensuality.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And
holy shit, Yolanda, you're turning me on.
And then
you gotta calm down.
That's what I do. And
we
then you
focus.
Walk out of the theater.
Shh.
And if you were, you know, Jolene was the love of your life.
Yes.
You walk out of the theater, you feel connected to her.
Yes.
Are you going to the left or are you going to the right?
Right.
Okay.
No left.
Good. Oh.
No right. Right.
Okay. Just feel, you know, feel it. Feel the everything. The right. You're sure that's it, Walter?
Yes, I do remember going into a building to the right.
Fucking amen.
Maybe he's buried above ground like he's doing in New Orleans.
I didn't know.
Water flooding and stuff.
I didn't know Banbury had a mausoleum.
Banbury.
Oh.
Dude.
Banbury. I used to know a Jim Banbury.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
My guy.
I knew a Jim Banbury. He was a fine gentleman. He told me, if you ever need help, if you ever need to stash something, I got a spot for you.
And what else did Mr. Jim Banbury say?
That's it. He was a big drunk.
Oh.
He was a big drunk, so he said a lot of things. Most of it shit.
Hey, he said he loved my mom, and that didn't work out.
Oh, you knew Jim?
Yeah. Jim.
Are you also part of the Tire Dynasty 2?
Yeah. We got our fingers in everything. It's a monopoly around here. That's how we do things. It's not for me, it's for you guys. Oh. I'm just helping out.
I bet I could find a way to get to some of your money, too, though.
Yolanda, I really need you to work your charm on Walter. Oh.
So, Mr. Banbury, right? You were just talking about how great he was. He sounds like a super awesome dude.
Yeah, I'm not Mr. Banbury.
No, I know that, Walter. But you were friends with him, right?
Oh, I didn't say that. He was a good acquaintance. I wouldn't say friend.
So this Mr. Jim Banbury guy was like an acquaintance, right?
Good acquaintance, but yes.
Okay, dope. So like, where was his spot? Like, he said he knew a place to stash money, and he told you, like.
Yeah, he had a factory.
Oh, so that's like where he stashed his shit? Where his like secret hiding spot or
maybe,
whatever?
Maybe. Hey, you know what? Maybe that might be where my wife is buried.
Okay. It'd be pretty fucking crazy, but
I think we can. What are you? When we're able to visit, you know,
there is a church next door.
So when we visit Jolene, what are we gonna do with what we find there? I mean, what are some of our dreams and...
Oh, it's so lovely to hear that you all want to honor my loving Jolene.
I mean, man, we couldn't make it to the funeral because, like, I didn't want to go. But, like, yeah, we want to pay respects to her.
I want to pay respects and then, like, open...
I mean, you were such an important part of class, my guy.
Thank you, Derek.
Open a porn and popcorn shop? I think...
A pop shop?
Porn.
Did you say porn and pop
porn?
Yeah. You know, like an old pop soda up shop.
Porn.
I don't.
Yeah,
pop up porn. Oh,
I like it.
I don't get mixed up with pop shops. No.
No, not the guy. I got you if you need some of that, man.
You got some soda pop?
No, the.
That. Don't worry. We're not trying to bring you in anything. No. I'm talking about after we visit Jolene and pay respects, then what might be the thing we do next with all of the joy that we get from Jolene? You know, what would you do with all of Jolene's joy?
I'm sorry.
If there's a lot of joy there.
I'm lost.
It's okay.
I am lost. At one point we were in Banbury, now we're talking about my wife again. I'm so confused.
Guy, you confuse me now. What?
Did you or did you not bury a bunch of cash with good old Jolie?
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay. It was her request.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much cash was there?
Oh, there was a little of this, a little of that, some deeds, some stocks.
Is there any gold?
There were some shiny things. Red things, purple things, large purple things, heavy things.
Well, I think we solved the mystery, guys. I think that we won't be rich. Well, I'm already rich. You guys are going to be on my level. You're going to be there. Don't listen to this. After you take the cash, you're going to put it in a lockbox. Shh, don't listen. You're going to put it down in a lockbox down by Grand Central Station. My lisp is gone now because it was all an act, okay? And then you guys are going to come by later and pick it up, and you're going to take the money and go to Barcelona.
What about my pop-up porn?
I'm going to run it here. You're going to take off with the money because I'm already rich.
Yo, Steve, All I wanted to do was go back to improv school, man. You're like, right. I just missed it so much.
Well, it's only $120. I mean, I'm sure that we can insure this. Yes.
But if we have to go to Barcelona or whatever he just said.
Barcelona.
Like, huh? There
it is. There it is again.
Oh, it's back. Back. Damn it, I kind of like
it. Comes and goes.
Fred.
It comes and goes. Steve. Anyways, I think we've had a pretty good... pretty good plan here. So,
yeah. I assume you're going to go back to your house and, like, you know, you got to go watch.
Oh, yeah.
Maury or whatever. Like, do you have a normal time where you go visit Jolene each week?
Oh, yeah. She has dinner waiting for me. Yeah. Jolene.
Do you have a cat named Jolene also?
No, my wife Jolene.
I don't think a cat makes them dinner, Yolanda.
My wife Jolene. Yeah, we're having our favorite hot dish tonight. It's hot dish night.
What year is it?
1997.
That's where you're wrong,
dude.
That was a good year though. I was very very young then. You know, just starting to develop and. You know, hormones and stuff that year.
Yolanda.
It was a girl, good year.
Who hurt you?
What?
This has been Oh Trouble Podcast.
The Oh Trouble Podcast is a roundtable panel-style podcast featuring improvised conversations with some of the most distinctive voices from Eau Claire and Western Wisconsin, and is produced by Andy Hansen and the graduates of the Eau Claire Improv Theater. The music is by Andy Hansen. The views, opinions, characters, and scenarios presented in this podcast are for entertainment purposes only and are the product of improvisation. Any resemblance to real people or actual events is purely coincidental. The hosts and participants are performing fictional characters and scenarios, and nothing stated should be construed as factual information or the personal beliefs of the performers. Thank you all for loving and sharing this podcast. We feel the same.